Today's June 27th, 2023. Current Bitcoin price is $30,524.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
What's going on, Rick?
What's up?
So last time we recorded, do you remember what Bitcoin price was?
I don't.
I want to say it was like
25.
Yeah, I was going to say like 25 or 26,000. And now we're sitting at 30.
Yeah, touched 31 for a minute.
It did. Yeah, we actually, I think earlier today, we actually got up to 31,410. Came back down, bounced back off, and right now we're at that $30,532 range, which, I mean, hey, we've been here before. This ain't new territory yet, although I do think that $31,500 mark was the highest we've seen so far for 2023.
Yep.
So, I don't know, man. We've got, there's a lot of different stuff going on, a lot of different distractions. You know, kind of what we kind of discussed before we got going today. There's been a lot in the news that has nothing to do with kind of the global things that are going on in the world, right?
Right. Or, you know, any implications of certain people and their children initially getting slaps on the wrist for serious felonies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And whistleblowers saying all sorts of other things. I don't know. It's kind of crazy. But hey, you know what's really important? That damn sub that sunk by the Titanic.
Yeah. Yeah. That the Navy knew about as of Saturday, I think is what it was.
Yeah. And hey, it didn't stop the news from doing the countdown.
No, it did not. And, you know, they kept that information close to the vest and they kept it that way until everybody had beaten that horse dead, deader than those poor gentlemen were. You know, and I will say this, like, I really, like, regardless of how rich they were, whatever, I just pray that the implosion, like everything went fast and nobody even knew what hit them. Because I can think of a worse death than being stuck in a sub with no air for that long. I mean, like just suffocating slowly.
Yeah, that sounds pretty awful.
It does sound pretty awful. Yeah. So, but at the same time, like I was talking with a wife this weekend. And I was asking her, too, like, if she had heard anything about, you know, what was going on with Russia.
Right.
And she,
the other one. The
yeah,
two.
She didn't hear anything about this. And, I mean, it's crazy enough to say, like, I think, what was it? There was something like $6 billion missing that the Fed was just like, oh, yeah, we gave that extra money to Ukraine. Like, really?
Well, duh. That was the Pentagon, right?
Yeah, that was unaccounted for. Like, they didn't realize it. It was an accounting error.
Well, I mean, on September 10th, 2001, I mean, the Pentagon announced that they were missing $1 trillion or something crazy like that.
Yeah. Well, it just so happens, like, crazy things happen after that. And then all of a sudden, this mercenary group from in Russia marches on Moscow.
Yeah. I think what you're trying to describe is the memory hole. It just kind of disappears.
Yeah.
It's stuck in there and it just goes away.
Yeah. As much as I try and not like go political, like when we do a lot of this stuff, it's hard not to with everything in the state of the world today. But apparently Russians during that time, it's being shown that they were kind of seeking shelter in Tether while Wagner was on the march.
Yeah, I saw that. How much did they move?
It just says millions. Let me see if it's got a specific number in here. 15 million in value, or close to 1.3 billion rubles, according to the blockchain data. It's pretty crazy. Yeah. And you know, and I still don't know. I don't know how, and like I said, I don't want to get caught on this, but I don't know how a regime such as Putin's would allow the Wagner group to continue to operate. And I don't think they will.
after something like that?
No.
At least that
lots of heads are going to roll, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I still wonder what made him stop.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. Anyways, that was a weird series of events. And like, there was news coverage on it, but there wasn't a whole lot in the way of some coverage on it. I guess, I don't know if mainstream news had picked up on it at all. I'm sure there had to have been something. I saw it mainly through Twitter is where I heard about it for the most part. But yeah, anyways, Russians got scared. They put their rubles into Tether, which is kind of interesting. I figured they would put a bit into Bitcoin. That's where I would put mine. But Tether, hey, you know, it's a stable coin. You're not going to lose value. You're not going to gain value. It's going to stay as it is.
Well, that's probably what it is. If you put too much money into something, you're going to bump up the price, right?
Yeah. Well, but I mean, 15 million in Bitcoin, I don't know if that would change the price too much. You'd have to make pretty massive moves. Although, I mean, if they saw a buying spree happening in Russia, maybe that would trigger some people. You know, you could liquidate some shorts for sure.
Right.
Yeah. It's so crazy. Like everything that's going on within the crypto space, it felt like we've seen attack after attack coming after the decentralized players that were in the space already, like Binance and Coinbase. And now it just feels like the institutions are starting to come on board. And given, like, it's too early to say one way or the other, but we had discussed BlackRock.
Yep.
And now we've got Fidelity, which they've already applied for a Bitcoin ETF in the past and they got denied. Go ahead.
It just seems like Bitcoin when Fidelity was announced, that's when Bitcoin did jump up to 31,000 here today. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. Yeah.
I know. It just seems like Bitcoin definitely has a lot of momentum on its side, at least right now.
Well, and as it should. I mean, we're basically 9 months away from the halving, less than that, maybe. So, I mean, we should start to see the buildup. Like, and I want to say at the beginning of this year, I said, you know, my prediction was Bitcoin would be, you know, the $40,000 to $50,000 range by the end of this year, going into the halving. Because, I mean, we should be getting back to that $69,000 level. Nice.
Nice.
Right. You know, either right before the halving or right at the halving from there, because that's when the new bull market technically begins, once we pass that all-time high all over again. And we actually have seen a couple different all-time highs. We did have a report, I think it was probably about a month ago, we talked about it on here, where Bitcoin hit $70,000 for just a moment on an exchange.
Right.
And then it happened just, I'd want to say last week on Binance, Bitcoin hit $131,000 a coin for about 10 minutes on Binance.
Huh.
So we've seen like that kind of like those weird spikes, right? Where boom, it shoots up, comes back down into play, like everybody's okay. Like kind of odd, but I mean, when you imagine, you know, a finite supply like Bitcoin, there's 21 million that'll ever exist. We have roughly 6 million that are lost. You know, and not everybody has a whole coin, but then you've got people like Michael Saylor that has a whole bunch of coins. A few shekels worth.
That
type of a movement is not impossible. Where, you know, if the market truly, like, especially as we see an increase of people removing their Bitcoin from exchanges and self-custody, because that's becoming a lot more of a thing, especially after the FTX debacle and everything else. We touched on that with the Ledger issue, like whenever they talked about the possible being able to get your keys and all that stuff, right?
Right.
I mean, up until that point, like Ledger had sold, I think it was like 1 million new Ledger hardware wallets in like that past, like since FTX kind of started, like that whole debacle, since that whole collapse started to happen, they had sold 1 million new wallets. Like, and that was a huge increase in their customer base than what they had seen before.
which tells me that people are trying to do their own self-custody. They're trying to take some responsibility and get stuff off exchanges. So,
well, after Celsius and FTX, I mean,
yeah,
that's the last thing you want to do. I mean, I've read stories about people who had all their coins on Celsius, and then they decided not to sell at 70, and they just kept going, were plunking away every last bit, and then they lost everything.
Yep. Yeah, and that would be, that'd be a tough pill to swallow, honestly. Yeah, I can't imagine what that would be like. That would be terrifying. I mean, I've lost some stupid money in crypto, but nothing quite like that. Cause I mean, that's like people's whole entire life savings.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah. I've seen several people just stick all of it into different crypto, which, I mean, not financial advice, but I think that's absolutely insane.
Yeah. No, you should always, it, you know, and perhaps like this is not the discussion necessarily for this, but I mean, you should never count all your chickens in one basket or put all your eggs in one basket, however that saying goes. I'm not good with those things, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't count your chickens in that basket.
Before they're hatched and, you know, things happen and, like, then they become Tyrannosaurus chickens with wings, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just...
You gotta make an omelet somehow, that's all I know.
you gotta spread it out a little bit. And... Yeah, I don't know what the answer is to that. I mean, I do probably have more than what I should in crypto, but at the same time, that's what I believe in, and I believe it is the future. So, yeah, it's kind of crazy to me. Like, we saw that attack coming on the decentralized exchange stuff. Not decentralized, but just the usurpers, right, the upstarts. And now we've got these, the big institutional players are starting to, like, wade into the water. I mean, we still need to see if it's they get approved. We don't know for sure if they will or not. But I mean, the big reason why you're seeing that is because all these other companies, they don't want to be late to the party, or at least not that late to the party. They could be fashionably late, but they don't want to be like months behind by the time BlackRock goes live, if it goes live.
Yep. Well, I mean, just from the volatility of Bitcoin, I mean, there could be a time, if it ever really does take off, I mean, at a certain point, you miss the boat, you're not going to be part of the party. Yeah, I mean, life's going to suck.
Yeah. I mean, if Bitcoin ever gets to where it's like gold, where it doesn't really fluctuate, my guess is that the price is going to be extremely high at that point. And, you know, it'll be a steady eddy kind of thing. Like, it'll be pretty solid. And at that point, you're not going to, you know, you'll have missed the rocket.
Right.
So, you know, and we've got reports now that Fidelity have done it, Schwab have done it, and I'm sure there's other players that are going to be continually being announced. Last I saw that the SEC still currently had 20 Bitcoin ETFs, spot price ETFs on their dockets, like for, you know, acceptance or rejection. So we'll just have to kind of, time will tell and we'll see. Like, and I want to say, based off what we have with BlackRock, the SEC could push it out to right about the halving point when they can make a decision. So it'd be right around the time that the halving takes place, that BlackRock's decision for the ETF could finally be finalized, depending on how, you know, drawn out the SEC decides to do it.
Right.
So, I mean, that could make some for some fireworks at that point.
I think America, you know, will finally, well, the SEC will allow for some regulations.
Absolutely, yeah. If they'll allow it to happen. What were we going to say?
Well, I was going to say, kind of on a side note, it looks like Europe's starting to release some type of regulations. I don't know a whole lot about it, but they're at least making the move, I guess.
Yeah. They brought up what they call MICA. I'm just going to call it MICA, as their crypto framework, like their regulatory framework, which they've been waiting on the United States, from what I understand, to come up with something. And the U.S. still hasn't done it. There's a lot to unpack in there, and it probably takes a lot, people with a lot bigger brains than me, to understand exactly what all they've got laid out there. But it's kind of interesting that Europe was kind of making that move first before the United States still doesn't have any regulations on the docket. So I don't know. I don't know what happens at that point.
All I know is I'm not surprised.
No, I'm not either. I'm not either. I mean, I really wish America would kind of embrace this, but we'll have to kind of wait and see how this all plays out. And I mean, we've got another political cycle that we're going to have to go through before that happens too. So we'll see where that plays out as well. But there's a lot of exciting news on the, you know, on the field. I'm kind of curious again, like it's fun to see Bitcoin this high again, and maybe we will, you know, break through that $31,000 mark here pretty soon and start grinding our way up slowly but surely. We'll probably have some other horrible news that takes place that they'll try and drive the price down with, and that's how the markets go, especially like, you know, pre-bull market when we're leading up to all this exciting times.
Always.
But do you have anything else you wanted to bring up today?
I think that's it for me.
All right. And we do promise you we will have some more deep dive type conversations on some of this other stuff coming up in the future, like where we're actually going to be doing some devoted episodes to singular topics just to kind of boil them down a little bit more. Right?
Right.
And then we still will have newsletters coming out. And then keep an eye out. We may have some Bitcoin merch coming here pretty soon. So keep an eye out for those.
Yep. Thanks to the missus.
Thanks to the missus. So thank you guys for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Latest.